Waiting Impatiently for Something, a Tumblr Ficlet by Mombi, and read by Revolutionary Joe. Mora stood on her tiptoes, trying to reach the mixing bowl from where it had been inexplicably stored on top of the cabinets. Her belly was making it hard to press close to the counter. She sighed, ran a hand through her hair, and stepped back to pull a chair over from the kitchen table. She had one foot on the seat when Calla came bustling in. "Lord in heaven!" She pulled the chair away from Mora's grasp and replaced it under the table. "Morris Sargent, I know you're not this stupid." Mora crossed her arms over her chest. "I'm pregnant, not incompetent. I can still perform basic tasks." "Haven't you ever watched daytime TV? One minute you're stubbornly climbing objects, the next you're on the floor while I call 911 and try not to let on that it's Rodrigo's baby." "Who is Rodrigo?" "Well, if this was as the world turns, your amnesia would be part of the problem," Calla said. Mora threw her arms up. "That's not how the real world works." "Isn't it?" Calla gripped the back of the chair with both hands, her whole body tense. Mora couldn't say it wasn't. It might not be for them, but they both knew that sometimes it was. Their gifts had granted them exposure to many more lives than any one person would be privy to. At the same time, it was because of those gifts that Mora felt like she would know if she was approaching something that would be dangerous to her or the baby. The girl. They knew it was a girl now. When they got the news, Persephone had cooed and Calla had nodded knowingly. It was only fitting. What had any of them ever had from men but trouble? So Mora would bring another girl into the fold, and they would all teach her better than their parents had taught them. "Why is the bowl way up there anyway?" "Because you're pregnant, not Julia Child." "Hmm," Mora said. She was trying not to pout like a child. Surely being a mother meant that one had to grow up, full stop. Perhaps she'd figured that out by the time her daughter was an adult herself. "I never thought I'd say this, but there is such a thing as too many box brownies, and the pie attempt was a disaster." "A fiasco," Mora smiled, in spite of herself. They were still finding pecans in weird places in the living room and kitchen. The baby kicked, and her smile turned into a grimace. She placed her hand over her belly. Calla's face softened, and she stepped closer, placing her hand over Mora's. Mora caught it with her other hand over top and pressed Calla's palm flat against her belly. They stood in silence while Mora waited for her daughter to kick again, and Calla patiently did not pull away. This had not been Calla's plan. Calla had wanted to keep everything as it was. Things had been good before Mora's erstwhile suitor had cast himself into their lives and then out again as easily as thread slipping from a needle. They were still good, mostly, now that Mora's heart was on the mend. Shacking up with her friends in the beauty of the Virginia hills and eking out a living doing what they were good at was, by all means, a good life. But life was a malleable thing. And they all knew that better than most. You couldn't stop a life from happening. At the very least, you could only stave off death while trying not to stagnate. Mora liked the way being pregnant made her feel closer to the concept of life. She did not like the way it was forcing all of them to come to terms with the fact that destiny was a bigger thing than them by far, and would not slow down or ask permission before rolling right over them. "I want her to be here already," she confessed.
"Because you think I'll let you go back to trying to break your fool neck in peace? Think again. I am not raising this child if you get yourself killed baking or picking shit for tea in the woods in the middle of the night."
Mora knew what she meant was, "I'm scared. You worry me." "You'll be as good to her as you are to me," Mora said. "I'm sorry. I love you."
Calla snorted. "Why don't you let Persephone teach you to crochet? For my sanity."
"I've got 3 months of this left. That's plenty of time to drive you crazy with sweaters and leg warmers." The baby kicked again, finally, and Calla pulled her hand back quickly.
"Gonna have to teach this girl to do better than that," she muttered.
Mora leaned up and kissed Calla's forehead. "You'll be great."